The Gauge Live at the NFR is brought to you by Cavenders and Bilfic Ford. We cannot forget about Rule Cloth, the Royal Crown Fraternity, and Bailey's House of Guns.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conrado. On this episode of the podcast, it is night two, live from Globe Life Field in Arlington for the National Finals Rodeo. We had a host of great guests. I think you guys will really like it. We saw some great stuff in the barrel racing. We saw more consistency in the team roping tonight. We got to talk to Corey Solomon, who was the alternate for Caleb Schmidt, which was one of the most unfortunate aspects of this entire event. The guy who had the horse of the year tested positive for COVID, and Corey graciously stepped in as the alternate. We talked to Jimmy Smith, who lit the arena on fire. We got to talk to the guys who won the team roping, the bareback riding, and the guys who split the round in the steer wrestling. So in between your trips to Cowboy Christmas, relaxing from the event, listen to this. You guys do not want to miss these interviews. Check it out. Thank you to our partners over at Cavenders. Cavenders has been a trusted cowboy boot and western wear outfitter for over 50 years. Discover why their loyal customers love their collections of western wear. Check them out at cavenders.com for the latest styles. All right, guys, we have got the round two winner of the bareback riding sitting here with us, Tanner. I bet you're feeling pretty good right now, huh?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, there's a lot of apprehension coming into this rodeo, being in a new place, you know, really not knowing what to expect and stuff. So, yeah, to get a win in the beginning of the week feels great.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a pretty tight race in the bareback riding, so getting a go-round win like that shoots a guy. I think you were sitting 10th coming into this, right?
I came in 8th.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was out coming of money last night, but hanging pretty tight to the average race, you know, about 4 points out of it after one night. So, yeah. No, it's this place is amazing. I love how they got it put together, and I'm just thankful to be here, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's we do a lot. We have a lot of bareback riders on this show, so you're kind of joining an esteemed group. But what were kind of your thoughts coming into Globe Life when you first saw it? I mean, that's probably going to be one of the biggest topics every time we talk to somebody is what's your opinion of this place?
Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, they've done such a good job to accommodate everybody. And, you know, like I said, really had no expectations once we qualified and found out the finals were going to be here and stuff. You know, you didn't know what to think. It was kind of like, reminded me of making my first NFR because, you know, you're going to Vegas, but you don't know what the locker room looks like. You don't know what your hotel is going to look like, you know, or what it's going to be like getting around town. So just no expectations, just a lot of thoughts and you're kind of wondering what it's going to be like, but man, it's been great. And, everyone's done a great job to try to make it safe so everyone can stay healthy and compete. And, yeah, we're just very, very well accommodated. And the arena setup is awesome. I mean, we're in a ballpark, and they got it kind of set up like a diamond, you know, on the infield. And it's all very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's like as historic as it gets, right? This is going to happen like one time. It'd be one of the guys to come in here. You get that go-round buckle from Globe Life, like, dude. 10 of those are going to exist in your event.
Yeah.
That's it.
I didn't even think about that until right now, what the buckles are going to look like. But man, I'm sure happy to have one. The field of competition here is so tough. This has been a tough year in general. You know, everybody's running and gunning and we put on as many miles as any other year. And, you know, there's no place to duck off. You can't go, you know, try to make money because every place you go, no matter where it is, you're going to be riding against these 14 guys everywhere. So just to make it here with these guys is an honor, and to be able to stand out on a night, have a good draw like I did, it means a lot. I'm very
yeah,
thankful.
Yeah, because you'd drawn that horse before, right, one other time?
I've been on that horse one other time. I got on her last year in Albuquerque with separated ribs, and it was all I wanted that day. So I was pretty happy to have a fair fight tonight, and I knew she was a good chance, and man, she had a great trip. She stayed close to the chutes and was kind of wild, did what she used to do when she was a colt. You know, she kind of grown up now and has a trip where she kind of angles across there and is strong, still great. But, yeah, felt cool. I can't wait to watch the replay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got to watch and I was like, wow, yeah, that's going to be tough to beat. Even if you're, like, not quite as educated as you should be in bareback like I am, unfortunately, it's like you could tell something really good happened there and you had the right horse. And, I mean, what the – Were you expecting some of these horses to perform different because of the size of the arena? I mean, what were your fears or things maybe you were worried weren't going to go quite right, like compared to Vegas, obviously?
Yeah, there's some horses for sure that it will affect. But, you know, most of the good ones, it doesn't matter. There'll be a few that will probably actually be better because they won't get into a fence like they would in Thomas and Mack.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely a variable, but it's kind of a wild card because you don't know what them horses, you know, you don't know what they're going to do anyway. So I think on average it'll make horses better, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you think some of the guys coming in, the, you know, Leighton's and Coles and those guys who haven't been to the NFR at all have a little bit of an advantage because they're not going to have Vegas kind of tainting their mind?
Yeah, it is a little different atmosphere. It seems to be a little more laid back. And I remember my first year, I think we got a lot harder time than them guys are getting.
Yeah.
You know, just from the rest of the guys. But no, they're going to have a different perspective of the finals for sure. Probably for their whole career now, no matter where it is. But that's an interesting question too. I hadn't really thought about that. I have thought about them guys though, you know, having their first finals, not in Vegas, and kind of having some of the restrictions that were meant to follow here and stuff. And that would be tough. Cause I remember that first year I made it was, you know, quite a celebration on more than one occasion throughout the 10 days. So,
yep.
You know, I hope them guys get all they want out of it and hope they have fun. And all them guys that made it here their first year this year, I mean, they did it because they deserved to. You know, they all ride great, and they showed up day in and day out, and they got it done, and they're here. So wherever the finals is, they deserve to be there, and it's fun to have them guys in the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the culture of bareback riding specifically this year, it's been a little different, right? Like, I don't know. It just seems like it's with those rigging rallies and the kind of the things, it seems like there's more eyes on bareback riding kind of than ever before because it's one of the smaller sports and rodeo. I mean,
we have some light numbers and I don't know, I guess it takes somebody with a special mindset, I think, to be a bareback rider and to want to do it day in and day out, especially starting out as a kid. You know, you're going to take a lot of licks and you're going to get beat up a lot. So, you know, there's fewer guys, I guess, maybe that stick it out and make it to the level that we're at. So there's fewer of us. So we feel like we got to stick together and guys like to help each other out. But yeah, this year, you know, to have some of them showcases and the rigging rally and kind of putting the spotlight on bareback riding, that really helps our event out. And I think what helps our event helps the sport as a whole. So that was really, really fun to be a part of them. And they were great events. I only got to go to the one in Darby, but
yeah, that was a lot of fun. We were there. That was a badass show.
It was a blast. And the weather factor kind of, you know, added to the spectacle, you know, because it was cold and the wind was whipping through there.
Yep.
We had trash can fires burning behind the bucking chutes.
Yeah, I was standing right next to one trying to not get hypothermia.
Yeah,
it was T-shirt weather the day before and then freezing cold the next.
Yeah, and then drive out of there in a blizzard besides. Yeah, that was something. But no, that was a cool event. It was fun how it turned out.
Well, Tanner, we're super, super pumped for you. And obviously you don't get to go party tonight. You get to go quarantine or whatever. But
yeah, we're going to hunker down.
Yep, but at least you get to go over to Texas Live, get your buckle, and do all that. So congratulations. Enjoy your night, and we'll maybe see you again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Guys, Bilfic Ford is the number one Super Duty in the entire country. Number one. They are a family-owned and operated dealership with no bull discounts, no bull interest rates. These are some of the best rates you can get on a new Super Duty, guys. They also offer nationwide shipping, so you're not limited to that Ford dealer you might not like in your backyard. Go to BillFickFordHuntsville.com for the best deals on a new Super Duty. Go look in the contestant parking if you're here at Globe Life. You'll see more Bilfic Fords than any other brand. All right, guys, we are back on the Not So live stream with Tyler Wags and Bridger Anderson, who split the round in the bulldogging. Kind of a different night tonight overall in the bulldogging, right, guys? I think a big change. You guys probably learned a lot after that first night out there. I mean, it's a totally different setup than Vegas. Not that you would know,
right.
But Tyler knows. What were you guys' thoughts coming in? This is kind of the reoccurring thing we're talking about, but coming in the Globe Life, the way it's set up, the differences here compared to, I mean, really anywhere else. I mean, it's a freaking baseball field.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas, like I said, we know the drill whenever we get there. Kind of every time we go, it's just the same thing every time. And here last night, I mean, everybody kind of had to get their feet wet the first time. And then tonight, everybody come in with their hammer cocked. They kind of had a game plan set. And me and Bridger were lucky enough to be able to capitalize on it.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the 3.8s, I mean, probably that's what we should expect for the top times is somewhere in those high threes, it seems like. But it was a big difference for you tonight. Obviously, you changed over to a different horse, a more consistent horse, a horse you know well. And it seemed like, I don't know if it was a confidence thing or maybe he just calmed your nerves, but you look like a different guy tonight compared to yesterday.
Yeah, on Casper, I rode him throughout the year. Me and him get along great all the time. I don't know, just maybe the atmosphere. I was more nervous getting, you know, the national finals here. And in return, he got nervous on me, and we can't have our wires touching like that. So, like I say, we got back on Scooter and was able to get the win.
No, absolutely. And Bridger, what the – I mean, a lot of things going on for somebody like you. And, I mean, there's actually a lot of first-time NFR guys here who are – all saying the same thing. It's like, well, we don't know what Vegas is like, but this is pretty freaking cool. What has it been for you taking this whole process in, the whole environment that a venue like this provides?
This is pretty awesome. It's a huge venue, huge place, and it's not quite as fast a start as Vegas, which is probably all right because I'm a little more used to this start. And good steers, good rodeo. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's excellent, and obviously, everybody's a little COVID scared with these people who've popped for COVID, and you don't get to have the fun. I mean, he knows about the fun you can have in Vegas, and you not so much. But, yeah, I mean, there's elements that are missing, but even still, just getting to be a part of kind of this historic event. You guys get a round buckle that we were just talking about it earlier with the guy who won the bareback riding. There's never going to be another Globe Life NFR buckle, so it's pretty freaking special from that standpoint.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I say, I mean, we're just blessed to have the opportunity to have an NFR this year. I mean, with all right. the craziness going on around the world, I'm thankful that Globe Life and the PRC was able to come together and, like I say, put on this great show.
No, absolutely. Yeah, we're all excited. Anybody who's involved from the top down is pretty stoked to be here. And there's a long, you know, a long week of rodeo ahead of all of us. But what do you guys kind of, now that everybody's really comfortable, what do you expect to see in the bulldogging? I mean, there's still people who are having trouble. There's a lot of reaching going on. There was some wrestling matches earlier. Yesterday and today, but I mean, what do you guys expect to see from the Matt Reeves and people like that?
I see guys like Matt Reeves. I mean, the veteran that he is. I mean, yeah, he's had the first two rounds he hasn't cashed yet. But I mean, Matt Reeves is such a great bulldogger. I look for him to be just getting tougher and tougher as the week goes on. Like I say, everybody had to settle into this, and I mean, there's nothing to say that Matt Reeves don't go out and win the next three rounds or Clayton Haas go out. You know, just. All these guys that have been here before, that's been at this pressure situation. I mean, I look forward to be a great bulldogging as the week goes on.
Yeah, and what do you guys think that extra foot on the barrier, is that playing a big factor in what you guys are doing? Or I mean, that's in the team roping. We saw that extra 2 foot was caused a lot of problems last night. Maybe not so much with you guys at only being 1 foot, but I mean, what was the game plan going into that, or the thought with them setting the arena up that way?
I guess I've never really run at the Vegas barrier, but. This barrier is kind of more like some of the rodeos that we go to all year. I'm definitely more comfortable on this start. It's one that you don't necessarily have to think too much about. Just when you nod, drop your hand, get rolling. So as long as we get a good start and keep everything controlled, it seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely seems like everybody's kind of in their flow state right now, and it's going to be a fun week coming up, and we wish you guys all the best, and, you know, if you guys are lucky, you'll be back.
Sounds right good here. To us.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big shout out to Rule Cloth. If you like hunting, fishing, back roads, family farms, ice cold beer, bonfire nights, old pickup trucks, dogs, never cats, and mud on your boots, it's because you are cut from Rule Cloth. Rule Cloth is the brand for you. This brand sets out to create quality apparel for the rural American. We even did a podcast with Mr. Brandon Bates, who is their founder. He is also a longtime PBR announcer. They set up a coupon code for you guys to use over at rulecloth.com. Use the coupon code GAGE right now for 20% off during the entire NFR and 10% off after the NFR ends. That promo code is GAGE at checkout. Go do some Christmas shopping. Support small business. How important is that right now? Go support Rule Cloth right now. All right, guys, we are back on the Not So Live stream. A big shout out to the PRCA and everybody involved in this. We have got the round two winners of the team roping. A little different night for the team roping than it was last night, for sure. I mean, you guys were a whole second faster than what we saw last night. You know, a tough go around all the way around. But yeah, what were you guys kind of thinking about Globe Life and obviously the 2 foot extra on the barrier and everything that's played a factor in, you know, this NFR?
I mean, personally, I like it a lot more in Vegas, but just because of the feel and the tradition, I guess, growing up watching it there. but I'm just thankful that PRCA and Texas came together to let us have this here. And I like the 2 foot longer barrier. It feels a little more natural for me. And I think it just, it's a little bit easier for me to get a good go, but I think it'll make for an interesting rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we're probably just going to continue to see more consistency from everybody. I mean, it just seemed like everybody was trying to get used to one, what the arena was going to be like. We were watching you guys when we were in here practicing, and it just, the practice pin looked a lot different than what it looked like last night. But, yeah, I mean, you've got a laser beam for a right arm, so it doesn't really matter where the steers are for you. But, you guys put out a 3.8, which is, I mean, that's fast anywhere. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting. But on the healing side, I mean, what were you, after yesterday, what were you kind of hoping would happen? Obviously, this is a best-case scenario, but planning-wise going into tonight.
Like I said, you know, last night everybody's just trying to get a feel of what's going to happen and how it's going to be, and the steers are a lot stronger last night than tonight, and we knew it was going to get fast. You know, it's going to get faster, you know, the longer the week goes. So I think we had a pretty good steer that left sharp and allowed Dustin to do what he does, you know, get it on him pretty fast, and allowed me to heal him pretty fast, and we got a pretty good finish. So
yeah, no, I mean, no doubt. He was, there was no slingshotting away from you or anything. Yeah. It was in the perfect spot. I mean, about anybody probably could have got that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was pretty easy, yeah. Shot.
No, it was amazing. But you guys kind of set the precedent for team roping, and kind of a curveball here. But what do you guys think about no World Series? That's a little wild, huh?
That was a shocker.
It is a shocker. All the people planning on going out there, just like us, you know, the NFR and the World Series has kind of went together the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, yeah. It seems like. And just a crazy year, you know. It's just kind of the way it's been, and just glad the PRCA and Texas have got together and allowed us to have this NFR.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, night two is going pretty well as far as, you know, broadcasting and the Cowboy Channel. Everything's a lot smoother, and the rodeo's like running almost 30 minutes faster tonight, so we're really kind of kicking up. But you guys had a lightning fast run. I'm sure nothing boosts confidence like a 3.8, you know, second night out, and winning, you know, go around money like that really helps. You guys have a tight race in the team roping, but it seems like you guys are probably going to have a pretty strong run. So we'll keep an eye out for you, and hopefully we see you sitting here again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet, guys. Take it easy and have a good night, and go enjoy your quarantining instead of a party. Also, thank you to Royal Crown. Royal Crown is a fraternity and derby, as well as an open barrel race with roping events included, offering some of the industry's biggest payouts for riders, stallion shareholders, and breeders. Couple that with no annual enrollments. Look for their events in 2021, where they will be in Bryan, Texas in February. There'll be 65,000 added to that fraternity, guys, as well as their event in Rock Springs, Wyoming in August. Check out royalcrownrace.com. Again, that's royalcrownrace.com. Or find Royal Crown on Facebook for information on the stallion enrollment, entering their 2021 races, and a list of enrolled stallions. That's royalcrownrace.com. All right, guys, we are back with the not-so-live live stream. We decided to grab Corey Solomon, get him in here, talk to him kind of about the last few days. As you guys saw, Marty Yates won the round again. Maybe you didn't see it, but we just saw it. We thought it would be nice to have Corey come in for kind of a plethora of reasons. One, to kind of talk about getting called up and what a blessing that obviously was. But, yeah, I mean, pretty exciting stuff for you, right?
Yeah, it was. I couldn't believe the call when he called me and said it's a possibility that I might get to rope, but it's a sad deal for Caleb, but it just goes to show you God is in control. He has the last word of it all. I never expected, I haven't roped, been practicing anything like that, but I'm grateful to be here, and I'm just going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's kind of no downside, right? You know, you get stuck in that 16th position, which obviously you weren't expecting to happen probably this year, and you just got a new horse and all these kind of things, and a lot of things happen in a year like 2020 that derail someone's momentum. But when you see something happen with Caleb, I mean, Caleb's one of your good buddies too. So, I mean, it's, how do you process that emotion of being sad for him, had the horse of the year, all these things going for him, to kind of leverage that with being happy for yourself? I mean, it's awkward, right?
Yeah, so awkward. Last night, bagging in the box last night, I didn't know how to feel. You know, he don't live very far from me. His family has always been great to me, but at the same time, God makes no mistakes. I was 16th for a reason. I could have given up. It's a lot of people in this world that could give up, but maybe my story will help somebody keep going. And I'm going to enjoy the ride. I'm grateful to be here. I don't think God would want me to sit around and not accept his blessings. So I'm accept his blessings with a joyful heart and let him shine through me this week and just go enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, what is your kind of your initial impressions of Globe Life, right? I mean, you probably wanted to stay away from here as much as possible, like anybody who kind of gets stuck in that position. But when you hauled butt up here to get in the arena, what was your initial impression of getting to see it and what the PRCA kind of pulled off? And yeah, tell us about that.
It's to be able to pull off something like this on a year like this for Cowboys is unbelievable. It was so exciting that, like you said, I haven't been following it. Haven't been really watching the post because, you know, it's a Cowboys dream to be at the finals. That's what we rodeo all year for. And when I got the call each day, I didn't really let myself get excited because, you know, I had to pass my test still. And I didn't know till yesterday morning. And I hadn't rode my horse in the arena. I hadn't looked in the arena. It was just go with your gut. But it's the reason I'm here. And like I said, I'm going to just enjoy the ride this week. Be thankful for all my sponsors that stood behind me, no matter if I'm 16th to win the world, because what position you end up in the world to me don't make who you are. Rodeo is what I do. It's not who I am. And like I said, I'm just grateful to be here.
Yeah. Did you have the opportunity to even come in the arena? Or I mean, did you just get here just enough to kind of get warmed up and ready to go?
Yeah. The first time I came in arena on my horse was to rope. I mean, yeah. I didn't get the bag in the box, nothing. So I didn't know what the start was. We know it's different than the Thomas and Mac, but like I said, I just bagged in a box and wanted to see a good, safe start of what I thought. And like I said, there's been a couple guys this week that's been good to me so far to kind of give me the information on the calves because I have blank pages. I haven't been following anything. But like I said, a couple guys been good to me, and I've just been rolling with the flow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were in the money last night, and, I mean, it went pretty dang smooth. So, I mean, what do you attribute that to? Just kind of – I mean, you're no stranger to the national finals.
Yeah, this is my – honestly, I feel like this is my first NFR where I have the horsepower.
Yeah.
I'm focused every night on doing my job. I know he's going to do his job. Just like tonight, I got out, had it on to win second at least for sure in the round. Didn't have the calf I really wanted, but I'm still 8-5 right there. You do that 10 times, you win a lot of money at the end. But like I said, I have the best horse I've ever got to ride in a setup like this, which is the national finals. You have to have a good horse to beat the best guys in the world. I've rode whatever horse that I can afford to ride. And this year, I'm pretty confident in my horse and feel like I have a good chance.
Well, I mean, he's hitting you on the corner exactly where you need to be, right in front of the barrier every single time. Well, the last two times.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if anybody's mounted better than you at the moment. I mean, he really is putting you where you need to be. So it's exciting to watch.
Like, some horses fit certain guys. And like I said, I don't know if to feel like him, but for my style, I love him, and I know he will do that 10 times every night. I guess I get to focus on myself. I've never been able to do that at the national finals, so I'll just focus on myself. But at the end of the day, I'm here to let God shine through me because obviously it's bigger than me. I can't control anything. Some people's minds different, you know, it's a bad deal. My heart goes out to Caleb and his family again, and like I said, but I'm going to enjoy it. God have me here for a reason, and I'm here to rope.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're one of the best guys to do just that rope, and there's no downside for you. So you kind of get to relax every night.
Yeah. It's just, honestly, it's bagging in there, like telling myself you have nothing to lose. You wasn't supposed to be here. God have me here for a reason. And I know that he's shown me more not to give up, even when I really wanted to give up, you know, because you can try to make change, but God has a better way of changing everything. So I'm gonna let him do the speaking through me, and I'm just going to go rope.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep watching you, and obviously you're a buddy of mine, and you're on Team 12 Gauge, so yeah, you'll be getting annoying texts from me all week.
I appreciate all the support.
Yeah, all right, brother. We'll see you later. Bailey's House of Guns is a family-owned and operated business based out of Houston, Texas. These guys have supplied law enforcement throughout the state with guns and ammunition for years. They also provide great options for hunters. Benelli Shotguns, Weatherby, Christensen Arms, Smith & Wesson, Loophole Scopes, Swarovski Optics, just to name a few. They've been in business since 1970, guys. They are also a well-known sponsor of rodeo and rodeo athletes. Give them a call, 713 713- 833-2475 for more details. Here's the great thing, guys. They can ship guns and ammo to local FFLs in your area if you are not in the Houston market. They've got lots of stock. Give Bailey's House of Guns a call today. All right, guys. We are back with the Not So Live live stream with my buddy here, Jimmy Smith. What is going on? What a freaking change.
Yeah, a big change. Huh?
Yeah, huge change. I mean, last night, for obvious reasons, it didn't go well. I mean, you're kind of flying in blind. I know they put up that deal that was not there that didn't just screw you up, but, I mean, it caused some problems for a lot of people's horses. And whatever changes you made between last night and tonight, like, holy hell, huge difference.
I didn't really change anything. Yeah. I just rode my horse and hoped that we saw the third barrel tonight.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, to come in there and 1704, I mean, you and Haley split hairs, but to get the your first go-around run in the National Finals Rodeo, I mean, how ecstatic are you right now? I know this is not normal Gage style, but.
No, it's super exciting. I don't know. It hasn't set in yet, but I'm really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the big topics, of course, this is your first national final, so you don't necessarily know the difference. But what was your initial opinion of Globe Life when you first got to come in and some of the practices and things like that? I mean, what were you thinking when you got here first?
It's huge. It's way big. And the first and second are like in the middle of nowhere. And then like it doesn't seem like it from watching, but that third barrel is on the fence when you're, I mean, in comparison. So, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like you would think with the amount of space that they have that the third barrel would not be 10 yards from the back fence.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that was the first thing that we noticed.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we were here when they were setting the pins up and they were staking for the barrels. And you're like, no, that can't be right. Okay, I guess that is it. Yeah. Cool, someone's going to hit the fence.
Well, like from looking up top when we got to come look for the first time, I was like, oh, that's not bad, like whatever. And then when you ride like down in the arena and compare it to the other two, it's like, oh, wow, that is on the fence, major.
So. Yeah, no, and I mean, with the pattern being what it is, you got a lot of time coming off that second barrel to get really moving. So it's no surprise that like half the field the first night blew right by the third.
Yeah, either that or they all pricked their ears and looked at something back there. So,
yeah.
I mean, at least they didn't do it tonight, I guess.
No, yeah. I mean, so what do you think is going to happen? Do you think we're going to continue to see the times creep up as the nights kind of go on? I mean, we saw what seemed like a lightning fast time last night, and you and Haley both almost shaved out the tenth of the second, you know, from what she ran last night. So
I think the horses are going to get more comfortable, and I bet we break into 16s for sure.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you're talking chin hair, the difference, you know, when you're talking 400ths of a second, I mean, you can't even like snap your fingers that fast.
No,
that's what's so interesting about barrel racing. Well,
I hate when they take you from like by your horse to go get on the victory lap horse. I'm like, I'm not going. Like Haley is last out. I'm not going over there until she runs. I said, I will sprint, but Haley has to run before I go over there.
Yeah.
And I was looked at the time. I was like, oh my gosh, that's why. You just never get on a victory
lap horse. Yeah. I mean, 500ths of a second, that's just, you can't even. Yeah. Adam, how close that is, and we're used to that in Thomas and Mac. I mean, you'll see the times come in, and it's always hundreds of seconds that split people up, but pretty excited for you, Jimmy. You get your first NFR win, second night out. That's freaking awesome. Everything's kind of aligning for a pretty excellent time for you, and you can fly in the camo. Thanks. By the way, we had people ask about the dress, because you know, we're not on the other podcast. No, that was not the dress she showed me a picture of, but...
After that podcast, so what's the dress? Show me the dress. What dress are you talking about? That's all, like, that's the only thing we got out of the podcast was this dress. And I'm like, oh gosh.
I don't even know how many people asked us about it, but it was a lot. So, and I bet people are going to be really happy that we talked about it. It was a pretty killer dress. I don't know where you got it, but you were looking, what would they say? Like high fashion, would it be fierce? I don't know.
Fierce.
Kind of country.
Fierce.
Kind of country. Fierce. Plus in the camo. Yeah, you're pulling it together.
Yeah, I don't really.
Probably never wash that shirt again, right? After tonight.
Should I wear it tomorrow?
I dare you.
Do it.
Second time I've dared her with clothes.
Man.
That would be sick.
I've done it before. We could do it again.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. I wonder how many people would notice.
But I have my outfits planned. So.
I saw you plugging for that Jerry Ann Taylor Award, so you got to pull
I know, and I'm. I was like, I'm gonna increase on the, whatever the creativity throughout the week, I wanted to start like a little mild and get a little bit more loud. But I mean, I guess we could just wear the same one. Save me planning.
I'm going to do it again. I dare you to do it.
Okay.
You putting any money on this, Chance?
How much money are we talking here?
I don't know. How much money are you going to give her if she does it?
Not $26,000. Whatever it's going to be. But we're super stoked for you. It's too bad you don't get to have your traditional after party or any of that because of what's going on. But hopefully you'll be sitting in the seat again.
That'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
But not really a partier, so
No, you're not.
I'm good with going home and going to bed so we can be back here at 5 a.m. for practice.
It's a good point. And everything's so much farther apart. It's not like Vegas where you can just hop in an Uber and be somewhere.
Nope. So,
cool. Well, I think that wraps us up for the night, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Jimmy Smith killed it. So, all the best to her and a lightning run. So,
thank you.
Go get some sleep.
Yeah.
With your unicorn pillow.
That's what it is. It's the socks again.
Are those the exact same socks?
It's the same socks that I won my pink horse world champion. It's the socks.
Yes!
It's the socks.
Wear the socks.
It is the socks. Okay, well, we figured it out.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now we can end it. Just showed y'all my feet.
Yeah, I think I've seen your feet more times than I've seen my own feet. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to round two from Globe Life Field here, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. We've decided to do a little quick pregame show. We're kind of going to fly by the seat of our pants in that, but we're going to be reviewing what happened the night before to get ready for the upcoming rounds. Thanks again for tuning in. We really appreciate it. This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shay Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you guys next time.